Thank you. Good afternoon. I'm Dr. Penny Borenstein, the County Health Officer. I have five pieces of information I would like to share. The first one is to give you an update on the number of cases in our county. That number is now 21. One of those individuals has been admitted to hospital, but is stable and doing okay as we speak. The second thing I want to address is the hospital capacity in general. We are going in a good direction. We believe that this is because influenza season is beginning to finally pass, and the number of beds that are available and isolation rooms and intensive care beds are all going in the right direction. So we're very happy about that. Secondly, we continue to prepare for the possibility of needing overflow from our actual hospital facilities. We continue to work on the location, the beds, all of the additional supplies needed to run an off-site facility, as well as the staffing. The third item I want to address is regarding testing capacity. We continue at the public health lab to meet the demand for our high priority patients, our high priority individuals who we are testing. Those are hospital-based individuals, contacts of cases, and we have added to that we will test anyone who is an essential responder to this. So our traditional first responders, people who are working in the emergency operations center, our healthcare providers, are all priority for testing at this time. The other next issue I want to address is personal protective equipment. I know that some of our media friends have had direct communication with some of our community physicians, and they are saying that they are unable to get personal protective equipment. We have not gotten requests from some of those physicians who have indicated that they do not have sufficient supply. We do have some additional supplies available, and so we will absolutely make available the mechanism for making that request on the website. As we've mentioned, readyslow.org, there will be a mechanism for requesting online for medical supplies to meet the needs of private physicians for personal protective equipment. And finally, I want to address a concern that has come to my attention regarding what the county is doing to protect our first responders, our hospital healthcare workers in general, and our emergency responders. So the first and foremost thing I mentioned is that we will absolutely make testing a priority for individuals who meet criteria. And so that still means that they have to be symptomatic. We are doing additional screenings. We have put out guidance with respect to how to screen for illness in our own emergency operations centers. Myself and everyone who walks through that door is getting temperature tested and health screened at least twice a day. We have sent home a couple of people. We do not have anyone who's infected at this time, but we are being very vigilant to preserve the capacity of our most important response sectors for this incident. And we are also asking the healthcare providers, especially our emergency medical services, to the extent that they can limit aerosol generating procedures. That is probably the better thing to do at this point. And what I mean by that, aerosol generating procedures refer to things like intubation, which is basically putting a breathing tube down someone's throat. It is collecting certain specimens. It is putting masking for ventilation and things of that sort. I know that there are many circumstances in which it will be absolutely necessary to proceed with those kinds of procedures, but where, if you're 2 minutes out from the hospital and can try to support the person and have that done under controlled conditions, that is the type of thing we're asking of our EMS responders. And also limiting the number of responders who preserve the PPE, the personal protective equipment that's available, by perhaps only putting one EMS person going into the house and getting the history and providing that first line of support instead of perhaps two or three who are on an ambulance. This is my health and medical report for today, and I will open it up for questions.